WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is an old Boston band called Doc Buster. We'll be back in a bit. WMFO in Medford.
I've traveled this road.
All right, that was the Antagonizers, a song called Hold Your Ground off of Working Class Street Punk. Opened it up with Dockbuster, Armageddon Time. Sam was leaving just as I came in, and he said, I remember when you used to start every show with Dockbuster. That was a couple summers ago, and I did. I used to start, the song's called D-Gen. I used to start every show for like 3 or 4 months. I used to start with that song because, you know, it's all DJs and whatnot. But that was only a 2-hour show. It was in the summertime, a 2-hour show, but I like it much better with the 1-hour format, for me anyway. But Jerry Lewis passed away, and I'm not a big, I didn't see a lot of Jerry Lewis movies, but he was him and Dean Martin were a hell of a duo, and they were certainly made some in ground in the comedic field, I guess you'd say. But I remember Jerry Lewis because of the telethon, which a lot of people probably do, the MDA telethon he used to have every year until he was too ill to do it. And the thing I remember about it is my mother used to watch it religiously, and I would stay up and watch some of it. It was an all-night affair, I remember. But he would close every telethon with this song, and this is a cover of that song by Jerry Lewis, and so this is for Jerry Lewis.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a sip bag of bones. There was a time we used to listen to the music on the radio. Now that's all gone. Yes, it really is. So that's all gone. Bend my ear and tell me secrets that you thought you'd never share. If you start to cry, I'll say it's really nothing, dear. I hold you near. Yes, I really will. I'll hold you near.
Okay.
That was Sleater Kinney with Price Tag. Before that, Continental, local band fronted by Rick Barton and his son Steven. The song was called Radio. Black Joe Lewis with Freaking Out. And the Dropkick Murphys with You'll Never Walk Alone. For Jerry Lewis. And raised a lot of money for muscular dystrophy. Passed away, so that song was for him. It's 820 WMFO in Medford. This is sung by Jeremy and the Harlequins.
Where young girls, they grow up fast. You took what you were having. left behind what was asked, but what they asked, baby, wasn't right. You didn't have to live that life. When I was gonna be your Romeo, you were gonna be my Juliet. These days you don't wait on Romeos, you wait on that welfare check, and on all the pretty little things that you can't ever have, and on all the promises that always end up point blank, shot between the eyes. Together again, baby, you and me, back home in those old clubs, the way we used to be. We were standing at the bar and it was hard to hear. The band was playing loud and you were shouting something in my ear. You pulled my jacket off and as the drummer counted four, you grabbed my hand and pulled me out on the floor. Just stood there and held me and you started dancing slow. And as I pulled you tighter, I swore I'd never let you go. Well, I saw you last night down on the avenue. Your face was in the shadows, but I knew that it was you. You were standing in the doorway out of the rain. You didn't answer when I called out your name. You just turned and then you looked away. But just another stranger waiting to get blown.
That was The Neighborhoods with Hate Zone. And I was glad to see Boston stand tall this weekend to the supremacists, white supremacists, and say that there is no place in Boston anyway for their hate zone. Before that, we had Springsteen with Point Blank. Great song. 6 minutes long, so you're not going to hear that on the commercial airwaves. Back in the day, not that you'd hear anything by him now anyway, but back when that was out, when The River came out, 6 minutes, I think, was probably a bit too long for the commercial radio time frame. And we started that little set there with Jeremy and the Harlequins with Hearts of Stone. It's 8:33. This is Rising with Skybar. I should say the name of the show now and again. I went to see Sarah Shook and the Disarmers last Tuesday night. And it was at the Lizard Lounge. And I was glad to see that it was pretty well attended. Tuesday night's a tough night. And I always wonder when bands, especially even local bands from here, kind of get out their comfort zone and play places they're not familiar with. And I wonder if people actually come out. So I was glad to see that people came out to see her. They seemed to, a lot of people seemed to know her music, sang along to her songs. I thought she put on a great show, and I would certainly go back when she comes around again in the area. But this is something by Sarah Shook and the Disarmers.
Hello. I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Shonda and the Howlers with Mind Made Up. That's a Rumbar record release. Before that, Against Me with a song titled 1203. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Keep the Home Fires Burning. Against Me are playing two shows at the Paradise coming up. I forget when. It's at least a month away. I have a ticket to one of the two. I'm sure, obviously, as it gets closer, I'll talk more about it. That's a pretty small venue for a band like Against Me to play, so looking forward to that. Right now I'm going to play something by the Japandroids.
Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had.
sure it isn't good, and I'm glad I haven't yet. That's the impression that I get.
And Telegraph Avenue. When I was only 17, I knew what I had to do. So I grabbed my left-handed guitar and I headed out to Telegraph Avenue. Him against the machine. For that he spent 3 months in jail, but he said he would do it again. Governor Aiken had enough, so the National Guard they pushed on through. Tear gas and riot police on Telegraph Avenue. To you, I can still hear your voice on Telegraph Avenue.
That was new stuff by Rancid called Telegraph Avenue. Before that, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, The Impression That I Get, and the Japan Droids with Near to the Wild Heart of Life. It's 8:56 WMFO in Medford. I'm going to get out of here. Going to play a song by Weekend Friends, who I hope to have in the studio in a couple weeks. Okay, we'll see you, and thanks for listening.